Let me ask you a question. Somebody said, what do you mean by that? Well, let's say, how much time, how many people do I say, well, how much time do you spend reading the Word? Well, not enough. Well, that's a wrong answer. Not enough. But they say that all the time. Not enough. Well, I say, how much time do you spend watching TV every day? Oh, 2 to 5. You spend 2 to 5 hours a day watching that terrible thing called a television today, and you don't spend any time with God, you're whoring after another God. And you know what that'll do to you? It will make you sick. This guy whored after another God. What did it do to him? He happened to be the king. Now, what if you're not the king? It just brings that sickness or disease into you, and you die. That's sad, isn't it? Wow. Okay, let's go to the verse 20. 30, and this guy, he was an old man. Look at here. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years. So how old does that make him? Old guy, huh? 40 years old. And he departed without being desired. Howbeit, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. An old man. He went a-whoring after other gods. God says, for those that whore after other gods, you shall not live a long, healthy life. You shall be cut off with the wicked. Is that for everybody? Sure. Okay, let's go to the next set of verses. Psalms 41, 1 through 4. Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. Oh, now here's a good one. Listen to this. Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. You're kind to the poor. You help those that are in poor need. The Lord rescues them in times of trouble. Who rescues you in times of trouble? Who was it that made you sick? Who is it rescues you? Who's in control? Hey, y'all are getting it. Y'all are getting it. You got the right answer. The Lord. The Lord. He's in control, isn't he? The Lord, the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. He's in control. And if he says in Psalms 41, oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. You know, in fact, the other day over at Denton, I pulled up to a light and there was a guy over sitting there with a sign. He said, I'm just plain hungry. I first looked at that and I thought, okay. So I reached in my pocket, got some dollars, folded them up, and I said, hey, sir, come over here. He came over here, and I said, here, you can go buy you some hamburgers with this. And I handed them to him. And he said, thank you. I really am hungry. I said, well, you can definitely get full now. So I thought about that verse, Psalms 41. Oh, the joy of those who are kind to the poor. Lord, can I be joyful because I'm kind to the poor? Can you be joyful if you're kind to the poor? What did the king say? Is he going to make his word come to pass? Oh, the joy of those who are kind to the poor. The Lord rescues them in times of trouble. So if you come to a time of trouble and you've been helping the poor and the needy, who's going to come to your rescue? Can you think of a better one to come to your aid than the king? I don't want nobody on my side but him, don't you, young lady? Absolutely. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. I like that, don't you, Keith? The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. He gives them prosperity. Oh, I really like that. He meets all of my financial needs. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. He gives them prosperity and rescues them from their enemies. Ooh, this gets better. Now, what made all that work? Helping the poor. Doing deeds of loving kindness. Helping people out. Somebody says, gee, I never thought about it like that. You wonder why the Lord don't come to your rescue when you walked up and somebody said, you know, I sure am hungry. Could you give me a dollar? And you say, no, you old piece of trash. I ain't got time to mess with you. Do we do things like that? Some people, don't we? Yeah. Some people. You never dream about that making you sick. So you're not good to the poor and the needy when they have a need. So when you get in trouble, the Lord says, oh, let's see how you can make it on your own. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you're doing it, you better be doing it as unto Jesus, right? Yeah, you're doing it unto me. That's right. And then those others there over in Matthew, when he said that, he says them that says, "But Lord, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you in prison? When did we see you naked and do anything? Didn't do nothing for you." He said, "When you didn't do it to one of the least of these, you didn't do it to me." So into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Since you didn't help them, you didn't know me. And so, in other words, he's trying to say, into hell with you, into the lake of fire with you. I don't want to go there, do you? I think this Psalm 41, verses 1 through 4, is a great psalm. If you help the poor and the needy, he will bless you. He'll rescue you in times of trouble. He'll protect you and he'll keep you alive. And he'll give you prosperity and rescue you from your enemies. And all you got to do is be good to the poor. And he'll do all that. That's a great promise, isn't it? Wow. Okay, go to the next one. Psalms, verse 3 and 4. The Lord nurses them when they are sick. Ooh. Now then, if somebody gets sick and the Lord's going to nurse you and he's going to ease their pain and discomfort, is he going to heal you? Is that healing? If the Lord, in other words, if you're good to the poor and you get sick, the Lord will nurse them when they are sick and ease their pain and discomfort. Now then, see, here's the thing about healing. There's two kinds of healing. One of them, I walk up to this woman, she's got a problem, I lay hands on her and say, "Be healed in the name of Jesus," and everything from the top of her head to the bottom of her head is instantly healed. What just happened to her? She got a miracle from God. But what if I lay hands on her and prayed for her and asked the Father to do a complete healing on her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet in Jesus' name? Does he always answer yes?
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly right. His promises are always yes. But what if you didn't see anything? And how many times do you see people come up and say, "Thurman prayed for me and nothing happened. I didn't feel a thing." But sometimes before I get to my car, my pain's gone. Or sometimes it was a week later and I woke up and I was healed. But see, you know what we do? If we don't get it instantly, you walk out the door and you still got your pain. You say, "Well, time you get to the car," you say, "Well, he prayed for me and I didn't get nothing today. God didn't hear." Yeah, he did too. Guarantee, because I prayed in faith. He heard. But you cut it off when you walked out and said, "It didn't work." He said, "Oh, I was in the process of healing you. But you just terminated it when you said, 'I don't work.'" See, once you're prayed for, you need to go out that door saying, "Lord, thank you. It's done. I got my healing." Now, if Phil back there, when I prayed for Philip, when I prayed for him years ago, he's 24 years old, and when I prayed for Philip, we didn't see a single thing happen that afternoon when I prayed for him, Sunday afternoon. But the next morning, that boy's body was covered with warts all over. And the next morning, when his mother checked in, the warts on the end of his fingers were gone overnight. And in the next 3 weeks, every wart on Philip's body went away in 3 weeks. And then that last week, that fourth week, everywhere they had burnt one off of him, his scars left him. And today, that boy back there running the sound system, Philip Wren, works for us all the time. That boy, "Philip, throw your hands up there and let them see you. Praise the King." That boy, big old 24-year-old boy, man of God, loves God. And he was, in fact, after Phil got healed, he's an 11-year-old boy. You know, and what, it changed his life forever. But, you know, how easy we forget, right? How easy we forget. So he got away from God in his teenage years. You know, he didn't have a good influence to be around. And so he got away from God. And God had a plan for Phil. In fact, I'm walking down the hall in the minister center here just a few years ago. I don't know how many years ago, a couple or whatever it was. Two years ago. I was walking down the minister. All of a sudden, God spoke to me just clearly. He said, "Son, call Philip Rim." I said, "Lord, I ain't thought of Philip in 10 years. I mean, I hadn't seen him in 10 years. I don't have a clue where he's at." I said, "Okay." I walked in the office, told the girls, I said, "See if you can find Philip Anthony Wren for me." And so a little later they come back and said, "We found three of them." I said, "Okay." They were all over the United States, three different places. I called all three of them. And I said, "This is Thurman Scrivener. Do you know me?" "Never heard of you." I said, "Okay." Three of them I called. Nobody. I said, "Okay, Lord. I tried. I did everything. I tried. We looked up every Philip Anthony Wren in the United States of America. and we can't find him. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you have Philip call me. And in a few days, Philip called me. And he said, I said, well, good, Phil. How you doing, son? He said, well, not too good. I said, you need to come see me. He did, and I found out he was having all kinds of problems. His life was going every way but the right way. I said, come out here, son. And, of course, it wasn't long. I got all these problems taken care of from the Word of God. I got him and this little sweet little girl he's going with. I got them to get married. And I got all, now they got this beautiful baby back there, and both of them's life is just blessed. God bless their socks off now. And Philip told me the other day, said, Thurman, it's really not hard to serve Jesus. And see that beautiful little thing he's carrying in his arms right there? Oh, isn't that a little sweetheart? I mean, that's their little baby girl. She is blessed. Oh, she is blessed. She's got a mom and daddy's walking with Jesus. In fact, Krista, the mama, the other day the little girl had pink eye. You know, she had this pink eye, and Phil said, no problem, I'll pray for her. And he prayed for her and left her at home with the baby. Well, during the course of the day, every time Mama would look up, she'd look at that little eye, her little baby, and that little eye's a-weeping, and this little thought would come to her, you need to call the doctor. She'd rise up, she'd go over and open her Bible, and she said, no, I will not call the doctor because it is written. I'm standing by faith with my husband. And then later, she'd look at that precious little thing in the eye, and she'd hear this little voice say, but you need to call the doctor. She fought that battle all day long. Every time, without fail. It is written. Now, what is the best thing you can do? It is written. Well, when Phil got home, and I said, no problem, honey. Wake up in the morning, she'll be healed. See, he has faith. She's learning. She's getting there. They're getting there together. The next morning they woke up, that beautiful little girl was totally, completely healed, didn't have a sign of pink eye or nothing. Now then, see, that's a healing. That's when Jesus was doing this. He was nursing them when they were sick, and he was easing their pain and discomfort. But he didn't do a healing miracle on that little girl. Now I know Krista would have loved it when Phil reached up and prayed for that little thing and said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. That little eye just cleared up and be perfect. Wouldn't? Now, that's the way we always want it to happen, isn't it? But it don't always work like that.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.